The Extreme Football League began its inaugural season last weekend. The league is the creation of NBC and the World Wrestling Federation. The XFL says it will bring back hard-hitting, smash-mouth football to fans. It also dropped parts of the game considered too boring, like the coin toss. For advertisers, last weekend's games were a boon, achieving more than double the ratings anyone had expected. Commentator Frank DeFour doubts it will last.
When I was a young man, nobody much cared what I thought. Certainly nobody tried to reach me. This is one of the things that has changed in the world. For shortly after I escaped being a young man, everyone started trying to reach that creature, to bring him into the loop, to answer his needs. Even though it's no secret what young men always do fancy. Those desires are cars, sports, stimulants, good pimple medications, and submissive women. Now, professional wrestling is of a piece with much of that, and so Vince McMahon, who is a perfectly insufferable human being, has been declared a promotional genius because he markets his product so well to that elusive young male cohort. A great many gullible people cowed themselves into believing that McMahon could do the same with football. Many doomsayers have even expressed fear that McMahon would succeed so with his new XFL that the NFL and other traditional sports would soon descend into the sewer with the McMahon minions. But as we saw conclusively on NBC over the weekend when the XFL debuted, the Republic is still safe. The XFL hype turned out large numbers of the curious. The presentation should keep most of them tuned out from here on. McMahon, it seems to me, fatally misanalyzed his own product's lure. Wrestling works primarily because of interesting characters and plots. It is simply athletic soap opera. The violence of wrestling and the va-va-va-voom, bosomy sex that McMahon has introduced are subsidiary to the melodrama. But with the XFL, he's featuring the latter and ignoring what really matters. He's trying to sell the sizzle instead of the steak. Sure, football is violent, but it is the excitement of the game that primarily appeals. By far the most popular of recent pro football minor leagues has been arena football, which is wild and wacky, high-scoring pinball pigskin. McMahon and Dick Ebersol of NBC seem to have skipped that lesson and have chosen to market meanness instead of thrills. Perhaps even more important, wrestling is a star vehicle. The Rock, Stone Cold, Steve Austin, The Undertaker are all vivid persona. But football players are the least visible athletes, wearing helmets, performing in platoons. Good grief, tennis is more of a legitimate analog to wrestling than is football. The XFL promises about how we would be taken into the game with intrusive microphones and cameras turned out to be predictable disaster. Hearing from wrestlers working off scripts is good peekaboo. Listening in on football players is about as exciting as listening to salesmen and customers talking about nuts and bolts down at the hardware store. Hey, Vince, athletes are bodies, not minds. That's why they're athletes. Oh, I'm a little let down. The NFL takes itself so seriously, so it'd be nice to scare it a little. And maybe there will be enough lonely young men fantasizing about silicone-enhanced cheerleaders to give NBC a niche audience on Saturday nights. But the thing about sports, as compared to pro wrestling, is that sports, perhaps more than any other entertainment, appeals across the generations. The NFL and the other leagues needn't fear. Young men do at last grow up, and some of them even develop good taste.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.